Well, I got this tape this morning and already run it through a couple of times, so I guess I'll fill it up and send it back to you. You misunderstood me on my boots. I didn't buy any. I just got some more issued from supply. But I got them broke in now pretty good. I've been wearing them out every time I go out. Rubbed a little place on my foot where all the dead skin's on my bottom of my feet. The water and everything kind of pulled off a place, but it's all right now, I think. I hadn't forgotten about my radio back home, but now this way we'll have two, see. And besides, this one here is a whole lot better radio. It's probably pick up stations a lot further off than that radio y'all've got. It's also a lot clearer. It's been raining all day here again, and it's about 6 o'clock now, and it's already getting real dark. So I guess it's gonna come a storm or something. They said we'd probably have a couple of storms, typhoons this month. Supposed to get around 12 inches of rain this month and a couple of typhoons. But it's not gonna rain as much this month, this year, as it did this time last year, because they said they got over around 30 inches of rain in September last year. I just heard over the radio where the regiment of Thighs had come in to Bearcat. That's where they're going to be based at. And they're supposed to help the Vietnamese Revolutionary Development Program. They're really going to go out and provide security for the... Sure, I'm glad the Cowboys won. I saw the scores yesterday. Old Chuck Howley intercepted a pass and ran it back. Read everything on it. Sure, I'm getting anxious to see one. Maybe they'll show one on TV of the Cowboys. On Saturday afternoons, they show football. Last week it was Boston and somebody, though, last Saturday. I guess I'll be leaving in about 9 more days. I mean, leaving here, because I'll have to go back to Bearcat and get a statement of birth, date of birth, then go to Saigon and get a passport. That takes about 2 or 3 days to get a passport. Well, I'm sitting here on the switchboard trying to tape this, and every time you hear that buzzer, that's when a station clicks on the switchboard. I had to cut the tape recorder off and operate the switchboard, make a call for them, whatever they want to do. I got to try to write Mom Ellen tonight. I got a letter a couple of days from her, ago from her. I hadn't had a chance to write her yet. I didn't even write last night. I was so tired when we got in. And I had to get up this morning at 6 o'clock. We're running short-handed because another boy left today going R&R. And then before he even gets back, I'll be gone. So they really gonna be short around here. And then when I get back, this other RTO, he'll be leaving. So by the time he gets back, boy, I'll really be short. They came down today from division, sitting on getting all our records straight, making sure nothing had changed from the last time. If our beneficiaries were the same, and all kinds of stuff that go in your 201 file. That's your file that's filed in Washington whenever you get out of the Army. So I guess they're starting pretty early on trying to get everybody processed so they can get us home whenever we're supposed to. I got me a little pair of VC shorts. Of course, I could have got some any time, but I never did want it, you know, now that I'm collecting all this stuff, I guess, because about gonna be about my last chances to get it. I got some leather ammo pouches made out of leather, and a little old knife that a VC made out of a cartridge, using the cartridge for the handle, and some kind of blade he stuck up in there, and then stuck some wood up in there to hold the knife in the knife part in the cartridge. Real nice little knife, and he's got a little sheath made for it. So I'll box all that stuff up one of these days and send her home. Maybe get a little more stuff one of these days. Well, we really, Bravo Company's really gotten a VC this month so far. That's about as many we've killed in the last 3 months added together already this month. So I guess I just letting them know that they can't operate in our area no more. This platoon that we messed up the other day, they claim they'd been down there for about a month. But they hadn't, all they'd been doing was setting booby traps. They just stay down and don't ever, they sleep in holes. And they don't ever let the U.S. soldiers see them. They don't want to pick a fight with them or nothing. They just, that's the reason we ain't been shot at in so long, I guess, down there. They were just staying low and setting booby traps, living off the people down there and collecting taxes off of them. So I guess we kind of messed that up for them. And then just day before yesterday, we got four. Caught them. We formed a circle out there, closed her up. Four of them ran out into the river, right into one of our squads. They messed them up pretty good. Got three carbines, a bunch of packs and stuff. I sent you a negative of a picture of a VC. I don't know whether you have any luck developing it or not. Might try some of those private photographers around town there and see if he'll develop it for you. I wouldn't send it to a regular commercial photographer, because they may use it against me or something. I could get in trouble with that. Begin to get hot again, hotter than it usually is. The dry season is supposed to start here pretty soon, and the rice paddies are getting a little shallower. There's not as much water out there in them. When that sun comes out, just shines on the water out there and just forms a real high humidity out there, and it's getting to where you can't hardly walk too much, and you just walk 5 or 10 minutes and you just clothes are just soaked.